Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. You may have started decorating for the holidays last weekend. Did you put up a real tree or an artificial one? Well, both have their pros and cons. Along with the convenience of artificial trees, some people feel that it's wasteful to sacrifice a real tree every year. We turn to Jill Sidebottom with the National Christmas Tree Association. Jill, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
So obviously, you are on the side of the growers. Let's talk about those artificial trees first. How long do most people keep their artificial trees?
Oh, anywhere from 5 to 10 years is what the research indicates, but I don't think anybody really knows for sure.
Well, then I've beat the odds. We've had ours for about 20 years. When you look at most artificial trees, are they generally recyclable?
No, really no part of them is recyclable. They'll end up in the landfill eventually.
So let's talk about the real trees and people's concern that, gosh, you know, I'm cutting down trees which are good for the environment and I may only have them in my home for a month. Is that something that's wasteful?
We don't think so, because when that tree is cut down, the grower is going to plant another one or maybe even two or three. And so it's just an agricultural commodity like anything else. It's a renewable resource.
How long does it take for those trees to get to the point where they're mature enough to be used for the holidays?
So the seedling that's planted is anywhere from 2 to 5 years old to begin with, and then it's set out in the field, and it depends on the species. But typically, for the average size tree that goes in the home, it will take somewhere between 5 to 10 years.
Let's talk about the environmental impact of that, of the farming, the fuel that might be used, and other resources on growing those trees.
Well, it would be the same as any other agricultural commodity, whether they're putting the pumpkin pie on your table or the turkey or whatever. It would be similar to that.
When we talk about disposal options for real trees, I know a lot of municipalities have gotten better about that, you know, over the years. But do you feel like there are good environmentally friendly solutions for real trees after the holidays?
Sure. Most communities will pick up the tree, and those trees are chipped or mulched, and that mulch is then used, available typically for free, that you can go and pick up and use. Also, real trees are used, for instance, I live in North Carolina, and in the eastern part of the state, those trees are used for beach stabilization, dune stabilization. They can be used for habitat for fish in lakes. Then people can put them out in their backyard and feed the birds from them. So there's many different uses that you can use with those trees.
Does the National Christmas Tree Association have any efforts along those lines to help communities with that?
No, it's a community by community basis.
Let's talk about transportation costs, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's one of the downsides environmentally, is kind of that environmental impact of transportation on artificial trees. What about real trees? Because obviously they have to be transported someplace as well.
Well, and you know, it would be the same for anything else that's being trucked into your area, any kind of foodstuffs and whatever. When trees are delivered, typically that truck is going to pick up some other type of commodity to take back. So, you know, you seldom have empty trucks on the road. And then if people go to the farm to cut their own tree, again, that's allowing the family to get outside, be able to visit a real farm. And so we feel like even though there can be fuel costs to that, it's certainly well worth it.
Jill, while we've got you on, do you have any quick tips for listeners who may want to try a real tree and kind of the tricks that it takes to keep them looking nice throughout the holidays?
Sure. We have a website, which is realchristmastrees.org, and the trees has an S on it. And there we have information about the different kinds of trees that you can purchase, how to select a good tree that isn't dried out, how to measure in your house to make sure you're not buying something that's too big, where to put it in your house so that it doesn't dry out, where you can display it safely, and even some options for recycling.
Jill, what's your favorite species to put in your own home?
Well, I've worked in North Carolina for years, and so I've always preferred the Fraser fir because that's what's found at our highest elevations here in the mountains.
And what is the most fragrant one?
Well, Frasers certainly are very fragrant. There are other fir species like noble fir that also are very fragrant. And we have all those characteristics listed out on our website.
Again, what is that website, Jill?
It is realchristmastrees.org, and make sure you put an S at the end of trees.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you for your interest in the real tree industry.
That is Jill Sidebottom. She is with the National Christmas Tree Association joining us this morning on Total Information AM.